Welcome to the revolution. This term, we want to figure out what it means to live and to experience revolution. Now, we're going to start with you this morning after Nickelback. Thanks, Nickelback. You can leave the stage now. And here's what I want you to do. Some of you are very creative with graffiti, so that graffiti wall over there with this incredible chalk is going to want to take it up to the board there. Some of you are going to design something, maybe with the word revolution in the middle there, and do some artistic stuff with words or drawings to what you understand by revolution. In this nice big square over here, a group of about 10 of you are going to put together what you would probably call a group sculpture. Okay, and you'll present it on stage, some group freeze frame thing that reflects revolution for you. There's going to be a group of guys who are wordsmiths. How many wordsmiths? Love spoken word. Shalom, you're going to lead that revolution. Kind of over there, Matiam also put his hand up. So if you guys can have about 10 of you over there, then in that gap over there, out there towards Daniela is not necessarily her if she's somewhere else, but in that open area, are going to create a cutout with this material that's going to reflect revolution. Okay, so cut out and use the cokies if you need. So those of you who are going that. So you are reflecting either in graffiti, in a cutout, in a group, sculpture, there's that stuff, thank you. And or over here, there is some space over here as well, somehow, would be, and you got some paper to do that. So a spoken word, okay? And either one or two or a few of you can do that. Go. What is revolution to you? It's that and that.
Okay, so we did a giant revolution. So it was like in your face and you recognize that. And then to the top left. And otherwise we have a revolution smiley face. Nice. And then Joe's Change for Good revolution. And yes, that's it.
Give him a round of applause. Very, very good. And now you're going to have to watch carefully because we have a group sculpture and some people might get injured. So watch out for body parts flying. Right, here we go. Nice, nice. Very good. Start a revolution. Very good. Right, now we're going to have someone come up, someone's, for the spoken word.
Okay, so we're going to give a quick definition, and then Scoot's going to read a poem that she designed with our words, kind of. Okay, so revolution is a noun, and the main definition of it is an overthrowing of power or authority.
So, you know, in a poetry club when they do like finger snap instead of clap clap, like just finger snap when you feel passionate, or don't finger snap at all, whatever. Okay. Radical change, changing minds to change lives, a shift in perspective, sometimes detrimental, a turn in the way society is run. A fire is born in the hearts of the people. We want a difference. We have passion. We're here for a reason. Sacrifice is not a consequence, but rather a choice, a way to project our dissatisfaction. It's our voice. A land built on the bones of the fighters, thousands in the street for change. Put up your lighters. The elders marched so we wouldn't have to, and yet we find ourselves in this world of corruption, disillusionment, and a lack of virtue. But we won't move. We're here to stay. A new beginning is coming your way, with the king behind us, and we're making a change, revolution in each and every way.
Sorry, that deserves a breakout thunderous applause, but nice poetry. Right, are we ready for the cutout? Here we go. What have you done? Embrace it, bro.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the sign. We just got it from there. No, so you're going in a new direction. You're saying no to the old direction. We got a fist, revolutionary. Then the arrow to show you're going in a new direction.
Very nice. Okay. Get it. Got it. Very good. Now, And you might want to grab a seat. And David, won't you hit the second light switch from the left? Thanks, bro. So if you are alive, if you're human, you've stumbled across the idea of revolution somewhere. Maybe you stumbled across a game, you know, like Sid Meier's Civilization's Revolution. Maybe you played Worms Revolution. Or there's apparently a pack extension for Call of Duty Black Ops 2 called Revolution, which can get you going. The Human Revolution game, Deus Ex, maybe you've played. Or you've probably watched Step Up Revolution, a dance revolution taking place. How many of you are quite excited about the next release of the Divergent movie series? We have a world gone dystopic, and here are people rising up in rebellion against different factions, and who's going to ultimately win? I don't know what that symbol is, but some of you might know it. But very much in the whole Hunger Games, Mockingjay is that symbol of revolution, and the courage of one will change the world. Yes, hopefully not Samsung. But the courage of just one can change the world. And a huge thank you to Talita for finding this week and posting it on our preview group. What a great group sculpture, if you like, of individuals saying, we are all about change. I don't know if any of you have seen the TV series Revolution. It's about a world in which, mustn't kill the series for you, but because of some action of humankind, something's been released that is called a worldwide blackout. And 15 years after the blackout, power is everything. If you can get the power back on, you can rule the world. And so it's time to rise up in revolution and take back the power. And we're in the middle of a third or fourth season at the moment, so it's hectic. And even Jamie Oliver's got a revolution, a food revolution. Just say no to healthy food in the cafeteria is what I say. Just say no. No, sorry. Say yes to healthy food in the cafeteria. And coming back a little bit closer to home, those of us who are gray, we lived through a revolution, a very real revolution, where apartheid was smashed because of revolutionary action. You live in a different world now. We live in an integrated society because of what revolutionaries stood up and did, a nation united. More recent, I guess, if you head far north to Africa and the Middle East, there's revolutionary change everywhere. January 25, I guess that was last year, Egyptian revolution. Revolutions have happened. A president of America once wrote, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. There will be revolution, and we can decide what it's going to look like. And so thanks to Caitlin for already defining very well, I'm not sure if she used Webster's, I've used Webster's this morning, revolution is an overthrow or replacement of an established system. So there's a system in place, it's going to be overthrown and or replaced. It's a sudden, radical, or complete change. It's not just a tweak. We're not talking about a little bit of modification somewhere. It's a movement designed to effect fundamental change in society and thinking, in lives. Revolution. What does it mean to be revolutionary? Revolutionary is a fundamental change in the way of thinking about or visualizing something. It's changing the way I think. It's a change of paradigm. Maybe the best way to understand a paradigm change, if you're driving in a very tight train compartment and there's a gentleman in front of you and there's two kids sitting next to him, and these kids are misbehaving like crazy. They are jumping up and down. They are shouting. They are all over the place. And this guy is just sitting down with his head to the ground. And you're trying to just have a peaceful ride in the train cabin from Joburg to Cape Town. Can you imagine how cross you would be? When you go out to get a drink in the cabin down further down, like that catering cabin, and you mention it, I am in the cabin from hell. I have these kids going crazy. And the person who's servicing the cabin says, are you in number 7 with that man and his 2 kids? And you say, yeah, that one. Like, and he's doing absolutely nothing. And she says, oh, I spoke to him when he got on the train. He's just been to the funeral of his wife, the kid's mom, and he's absolutely devastated. And they're on their way back home. What happens in your mind at that point? When you walk back into that cabin, how angry are you at that man because his kids are a bit noisy? Much? None? There's been a paradigm shift in your mind because suddenly you realize, hang on, there's an explanation here for what's actually happening in my cabin. And guess what? You begin to engage with the kids. Maybe you engage with a gentleman. Like, hey, this must be a really tough day. Is there something that I can do to help? A revolutionary shift and change in your way of thinking. Now, we're not just talking about teenage rebellion. As much as some level of teenage rebellion is actually a very good thing, you need to define yourself over and against your parents in the teenage years. Doesn't mean you have to dye your hair and their hair green to do that, but there's some healthy rebellion. You becoming an adult. You developing a mind of your own. Don't you find that? Don't you find yourself disagreeing with your parents more now than when you were 10? You know? There's those areas in which you think differently. Maybe your dad wants you to be a soccer coach, to change Bafana Bafana, but you want to be a civil engineer. You know? It doesn't have to be out of control and knives throwing at each other in the home, but this is not exactly what we're talking about. We're not talking about schoolyard bullies, like fist fighting and stuff, right? We're not necessarily talking about some form of deviant behavior. You want to smoke and like shorten your life? I guess that's your story, and it'll be sad if you do that. We're not just talking about, well, there's a sign that says don't walk on the grass, so I'm going to jolly well walk on the grass, okay? There's a place for that maybe if you're feeling like, you know what? This grass really needs to be walked on. Otherwise, it's going to grow too high. Or you can employ some cows to mow the lawn in your school yard, right? So that's not quite what we're talking about. Revolutionary change, change in systems, change in the world around us, change in us inside. And this whole series is going to be, let's figure out what this means. Okay? Now, when I went back to the Bible to see if there's anything about revolution in the Bible, I noticed that even before Genesis 1 verse 1 starts, there's a revolution, a rebellion that takes place in heaven where the worship leader one Sunday morning decided, I'm sick and tired of leading all these millions of angelic beings in worship of God. I should be on that throne. I'm going to dethrone him. Any of you angels up for revolution? Whoop, whoop. And 1/3 of the angels joined Lucifer and led a rebellion up to heaven, and they were cast out down to the earth and became the demons and Satan that we know today. You know that story, right? And it's like a hectic story. It happened way back. You read about it in the book of Isaiah. A revolution that was thwarted almost before it began. It's not easy to overthrow heaven because our God on the throne is absolutely all-powerful. There's a little bit of a revolution, bit low-key, just 2 people in the revolution, right, in the Garden of Eden. That same guy who's kicked down is now quite subtly coming and like, did God really say you can't eat? I think you should eat. And before they know it, there's another banishment that takes place, and they're kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And if you want to know about it, maybe Mark is going to tell us more about the Apple of Eden in our Assassin's Night on Friday night. Don't spoil the thunder, maybe. There's a revolution in humans not long after that, and I think Mel Gibson was part of that revolution as well, and Russell Crowe and maybe some other movie makers, because humans decided to rise up and be as just bad as they could be, and a flood needed to happen to bring about a new order. There's quite a dramatic revolution in Jesus. We're going to explore that in the weeks to come. But as Jesus manifests on earth, he calls for dramatic revolutionary change. He taught his followers to pray radical prayers like, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's dramatic. That's unusual. That is, let this place be like God's place. The displacement of the corrupt kingdoms of this world by the perfect kingdom of God. And he called his disciples to leave everything and follow him. And he promises freedom to the captives. And you can read about that in Luke 4, 18 to 21. We think Jesus was just a good guy doing good things, but he was radical. When he called his followers to use the word Lord to address him, the only place that word was used was of the emperor, the Caesar at the time. And you would say, Caesar is Lord. It's kind of like Jacob is president. If we're to take that word president and say, Jesus is president, what we would be saying is, Jacob, you're not our president. Jesus is the president. Do you think Jacob would enjoy that? I think not. I think he might have something to say about it. He'd say, like, those Christians, I am going to wipe them out because I am the president, and especially if he was full of himself. I'm not sure. Not sure if he is. Maybe he'd be cool with it. But when you said Jesus is Lord, you weren't just saying kumbaya, Jesus is Lord. You were saying, we don't recognize Julius Caesar and other emperors as having any role over our lives. Jesus came into the world to launch God's revolution, a kingdom revolution, a revolution of the spirit, a world-changing movement that would overcome evil with good, hatred with love, and Jesus himself was the most radical revolutionary leader who ever lived. He was different, and when we look in week 3 at different revolutionaries, we will know that each revolutionary has been different and everyone has been unique. What happened when Jesus released his disciples on the world? Did they carry on the revolution? In Acts chapter 4, in the early church, we read this, where some disciples say, judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. They're speaking to the religious leaders, the lawmakers of the day. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. I mean, can you imagine if there's a law that says you're not allowed to pray and you actually say, we are going to pray. You can judge for yourself whether we are right to obey you or God, but we're going to obey God. Wasn't there a place in the Old Testament somewhere when Israel was in captivity, where some young guys did exactly that? Do you remember that? In the book of? Where some guys are in captivity and they get told, you can't pray. Book of? Daniel. Okay? We will not bow down. You know, there's that song we sing? We will not bow down. You know, even if you throw us in the fiery pit, we're not going to do that. That's revolutionary. That's life on the line. That's like, whatever it costs, I'm standing up for this. The apostles leave the Sanhedrin and they are commanded not to speak about Jesus anymore. And imagine if you get commanded by your school principal. You will not go to church anymore. You will not go to Grace Girls. You will not go to Champions. You will not speak at break about Jesus. And you go out, you go to the playground. Playground? It didn't sound right for high school. And you, like, preach about Jesus. You tell your friends about Jesus. Like, I think you'll be back in the office the next day, right? And you say, like, oh, I'm very sorry. No, you don't. You say, you can judge for yourself, Miss Principal, whether you think it's right for me to obey you or God, but my God has said I need to share my faith. I mean, you're going to be in detention for the rest of your human existence. Are you willing to do that? Or are you going to go back and say, I'm sorry, I'll never do that again? Because that Jesus thing, I'm not really into him. I'm over him. He's friend-zoned. Sorry to steal your phraseology. And you better make sure that in your mind you are clear. Are you going to live this thing that we say we believe, or maybe not? Listen to this. I didn't even know about this dude, Jason. They dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials and shouted, these fellows have turned the world upside down. Yay, Jason. Him and his mates have turned the world upside down. You know, I kind of want that to be said of me, that he turned the world upside down. Wouldn't you like that on your tombstone? in some area. I don't know what that area is going to be. I know I started a movement in Africa that's in 23 countries now. People are being trained in leadership and working in churches. And, you know, part of me, I'm very humble, but it's like, I kind of started that. You know what I mean? I found the first 7 leaders and released them, and we trained 3,000 leaders in just a short couple years, and now they're in every country, and it's like, whoop, whoop. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I did a little something. Maybe we'll do a little something that will be about turning the world upside down. Long way to go before it's upside down. Could there be a revolution in us? And I guess that's what we're going to look at this term. Jesus said to his disciples, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. If they, I wish he hadn't said this, I hate this line. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. Oh, I don't know why, but people don't like me because I'm into Jesus. I'm like, I'm just going to stop being into Jesus. I'm like totally over Jesus. I want the world to like me. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. And maybe we don't quite live in a place where there's overt persecution. But have you ever been looked down on because of your beliefs? You know, maybe you say, Friday night I went to youth. It's like, oh, that's not cool. I went to this coolest club in Greenside and that was cooking. You know? It's like, so whoop-de-doop. You had people breathing smoke down your lungs the whole night. You know what I mean? And like, I'm much more healthy because we just ate ice cream on Friday night. Listen to this. Our world has witnessed many a revolution, but none as effective as the one that divided history into BC and AD. I mean, everyone uses that. You know what I mean? It's like that divided the world. Revolutionary indeed, this mission to begin with a cross and sway the whole world through suffering love. Are you going to step up for revolution? Here's some spoken word.
You can look around you and see hurt anywhere. Pain doesn't have to surround you for you to be a person that cares. If you can just realize that everyone plays a part in the circle of life, in remodeling this world, everyone has a purpose. Everyone has an art. A revolution is change, a diversion from the norm. Through revolution, we evolve. A new day is born. Revolt against poverty. Revolt against hate. Revolt against mediocrity. Revolt and create. Revolt against bullying and diseases without cures. Revolt for equality and unnecessary war. Revolt against the glass ceiling and violence towards women. Revolt and volunteer. Revolt and start your own business. Revolt against what's safe. Revolt and embrace your art. Dig deep down inside of you. Live fearlessly. Live with heart. Revolt as a millennial and let it define our generation. Revolt for healthcare and our planet, for higher wages and cheaper education. Start thinking. Start building. Start creating. Start growing. Start believing. Start revealing. Start healing. Start the showing. Take your place in defining your legacy. Stop resting on safe and control your destiny. We are the ones. We have the solutions. We will rock this world. We will start a revolution.
Cool, eh? Start. Start a revolution. Father, we pray that through our lives, you would do something really significant. And Lord, as we stand at the outset of the series, we're not sure, Lord God, where we're going to be in 8 weeks' time. But we know that you are going to do something unique, that you're going to come and speak, that you're going to lead and guide us through the different speakers that present this term, and that, Lord, we will figure out what you want us to be and do and how to think, how to act, and what it is that you're calling us to do. So we pray, Lord God, that you would come and that you would give us the courage and the strength to rise up when the time comes, to be unique, to let our relationship with you make a difference in our lives. May we truly be consumed and changed because of our encounter with Jesus Christ. We pray this in your incredible name. Amen. So next week, we're going to be looking at some of the amazing revolutions that took place in history. We'll look at some amazing revolutionaries. That's a hint at maybe who one of those revolutionaries are. We'll have a week where Mattia and I will share on how to prepare ourselves for revolution. We'll interrupt this series to bring you a message from God. And Prophetic Sunday is going to be happening, followed up by a week on Becoming Revolutionary. We'll be premiering some of the greatest speakers in the series, like Genevieve Bengu, like Tabile Chiliza, like CK from Kenya. We are going to be having Hannes come and preach. Sean Pierce, a revolutionary in his own right. These guys will be teaching you how to think revolutionary, how to act revolutionary, and how ultimately to join the revolution. And what better way to end the term than a revision of that spring celebration? This will be, I guess, an autumn celebration at the end of summer on a Sunday.